I'm sorry, Higgins.
My God, man, what for?
Letting myself take another sucker punch from Tyler. And letting you guys take one, too.
That is patently the most absurd statement I've ever heard you make. And I've heard a multitude of them throughout the years. But this one in particular does not become you.
Why is that? Tell me.
Because each and every one of us, Rick, TC, you, me, all arrived at the same conclusion independently. We believed McKinney. We believed in his mission. And perhaps we still should.
Why?
What happened at Kamlar?
It was around Christmas of 69. Rick was new, but T.C. and Eddie Miller and I, we were pretty good buddies. Tyler McKinney was just a guy we saw every once in a while. He'd come and go, never wore ID. I guess we all had him figured for some kind of a spook. I remember one night, I was reading a letter from my mom. It was raining. It was raining so hard the whole war had stopped. Nobody was doing anything except trying to stay dry. TC was playing cards with Eddie and Rick, and I was reading and rereading my mom's letter. When all of a sudden, the door came open, the rain blew in, and there was Tyler McKinney asking us to sneak a slick out of the compound and fly with him across the border into Cambodia.
That was illegal then, off limits.
It's off limits now, too. Tyler said there was a listening post about 20 minutes flying time over the border near Kamlai, a whole modern electronics complex they were using to monitor our troop movements. Tyler said because of this outpost, three good friends of his had bought it. A lot of others he didn't know. Legally, we couldn't touch it.
I see.
Kamlai was out of bounds.
There was no electronic surveillance post.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. We flew in, we infiltrated the perimeter, we blew the buildings, destroyed the tunnels.
Then Tyler's intelligence was correct. The only thing he was guilty of, and you, was taking illegal and unauthorized action.
And getting Eddie Miller killed.
Magnum, in war, death is something that all soldiers...
Except it wasn't war, Higgins. It was personal. Tyler's intelligence was good. He knew the Vietnamese captain in command of that post had stolen a couple $100,000 in jade from a local Buddhist temple. He told Eddie to cover him while he went in the CP to look for it, except he told Eddie that it was intelligence papers he was looking for. Well, we were all sitting there in the Huey when Tyler comes running out with a big burlap bag in his hand and a candy-eating grin on his face. And Eddie, he just stayed there. He covered Tyler all the way back to the chopper. That's when it all hit the fan. Tyler got shot in the head. They grabbed Eddie, this Vietnamese captain, and two others they'd been hiding behind the CP. We couldn't shoot. It was dark. It was raining again. And this captain, he just looked at us. sitting there in the chopper. And he knew we ripped him off. And he knew there wasn't a damn thing he could do about it. But he had Eddie. So he took out his pistol, smiled, and blew Eddie's head off. I'll always remember the look on his face.
Eddie Miller's?
No. The captain's. He's a major now. I didn't put it all together till he smiled. But he's the same man who's torturing Tyler McKinney right now.
And Tyler is here to atone.
How do you know that?
Because I was not at Camelot.